Last July, when a fitness center patron collapsed at South Arm Community Center, three bystanders responded, one on the phone to 911, another doing CPR and a third applying an automated external defibrillator, AED. On Tuesday morning, the three bystanders, Madhav Chibar, who works at the community center, Lyndon Lee and Lori Watts, were recognized with Vital Link Awards from BC Emergency Health Services, BCEHS, for being part of the chain of survival for a cardiac patient. Brian Twaits, information officer for BCEHS, said this chain of survival includes early recognition of cardiac arrest, early activation of EMS, early bystander CPR and early defibrillation, followed by advanced resuscitation, post-cardiac arrest care and recovery. In fact, the family of the patient was told at hospital that the CPR, applied in the right way, was crucial to his complete recovery. At the awards ceremony, Twaits said the three bystanders were being honored for being our vital link in the healthcare of British Columbians. 60,000 Canadians suffer sudden cardiac arrest every year, and doing CPR and using an AED can double the survival rate, Twaits noted. Learning CPR is a selfless gift that everyone can give to loved ones and to strangers alike, he added. Retired paramedic Jeff Watts, who is also the coordinator of the high school first responder program in the Lower Mainland, recounted what happened on that July day at South Arm Community Center. Madhav, Lyndon and Lori undoubtedly played instrumental roles in the care and successful recovery of the patient, Jeff Watts said. Both Chibar and Lee were graduates of the high school first responder course at Hugh McRoberts Secondary, a program that exists in 27 secondary schools in the Lower Mainland. I'm happy they were able to utilize their skills that they had learned to help save a patient's life, truly an honor, Jeff Watts said. Lori Watts, who was on the phone with 911 during the medical emergency, said she was impressed with Chibar and Lee's actions. I think you guys were total badass in the situation. It was very impressive, Lori Watts said. I am so happy you were there, all the high schools should be learning this. This was echoed by Twaits, who noted, every minute counts in cardiac arrest. It takes knowledge, courage and conviction to act in an emergency, Twaits said. If more people were brave and willing to step up, deaths are serious, lifelong effects caused by cardiac arrest would drop significantly. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.